The Osgood Files, sponsored by Angie's List. Get reviews you can trust and great discounts from service providers right in your own area. Coming up, a special offer just for you. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. It's an energy source that lies directly beneath Teresa and John Lyon's dairy farm in upstate New York, a farm that isn't doing so well.
There'd be a great chance to lose the entire farm.
It's a supply of natural gas big enough to scare Saudi Arabia, but it also scares this woman.
These wells are inherently unsafe.
Putting the state of New York at the center of a debate between farmers who say frack away and environmentalists who say frack off. More after this from Charlie. CBS News has learned that New York is about to adopt regulations allowing drilling companies to fracture bedrock and safely, they say, extract the vast deposits of natural gas that stretch all the way to Tennessee. And Teresa Lyons, who says she can't make money milking her cows, is ready to let the drilling companies milk the rocks beneath her farm.
It would be like someone standing on the bank, knowing they have $1 million in it and no access to it.
But she and the farmers who agree with her are up against environmentalists like cancer survivor Sandra Steingraber, who has been collecting evidence that cancer can be directly linked to the toxins released by industrial processes like fracking.
When you shatter the bedrock, it's not only full of methane, it's full of benzene, it's full of toluene, it's full of a lot of poisonous hydrocarbons.
She even made a movie called Living Downstream that pulls no punches.
When carcinogens are introduced into the environment, some number of vulnerable persons are consigned to death.
Pretty scary stuff. Except when New York farmers like John Lyons look into Pennsylvania, which already allows fracking, they don't see toxins. They see prosperity.
I do not see a difference in the hay crop or the corn crop growing over there. Just they have a newer tractor.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. They don't see toxins.